Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, Tom Nyland was the victim of an aggravated burglary at his home in Screen in County Sligo on the 18th of January this year, and he suffered extensive injuries. He was in a coma, but reports today on the front of some of the papers say that he's showing signs of improvement. And we spoke to Tom's cousin, Michael Walsh, here on Lunchtime Live in the aftermath of that incident in Screen late that evening on January 18th. And Michael is back with us on the programme today. Michael, thank you for taking the call and for joining us here in the show. Yeah, how is Tom, Michael?
Well, it's very small progress. He's able to, he's opened his eye. Can't open the other one because, as you know, they smashed his eye on the other one. And so we can't really tell what he can see because he can't speak to us. Now, he is on life support. He's been on life support all along. And he just nods when I ask him, can he hear me? He will nod. But if I ask him, does he know who I am? There's no response from him. So we think he may not even know where he is. He can't move from the neck down. But the fact is that he's opened his eye and he's able to respond, you know, in a very small way. I know it's not a major, it's nothing major. At least it hasn't gone the other way. You know, he's still, you know, just one step away from death, if you want to put it that way. I mean, he's his blood pressure and so on is very irregular, and they've said that, you know, he could have a stroke or something. You know, he's still critical. They're treating him in, well, he has to go to Galway again. He is in Sligo. Some people have said that he has been in Galway for a good few weeks. He was in Galway for about three weeks, and he had some treatment there and brought back to Sligo, and there has been that slight improvement. You know, I mean, it may seem very small to most people, but it is a positive step.
Absolutely. Because I know, Michael, I remember the day we spoke to you, and I think was it Blair in the local shop as well in Screen? I remember it. I remember it so well. But I remember that day and talking to you, and you talked about, look, obviously the attack that happened and just the whole ordeal and the aftermath of it. But your concern that day was just, I suppose, given Tom's condition and his health and how it had deteriorated, that I know at the time you talked about, you know, things being very, I suppose, tough or touch and go for a period. And, you know, look, even I know you say it's small progress, but it is nice to be able to, you know, in a way, chat to you again and even showing signs of improvement.
Yeah. It is very small, you know, and we think it's wonderful that he's, you know, it's a step in the right direction. But we're always afraid, you know, because we were at the stage one stage there where they were talking about having to, you know, maybe turn off life support, that there was no brainstem activity, you know, and that was terrifying to think that we'd have to come to a decision there, you know. So when you think about that, it is wonderful.
Mm. How are you all doing, Michael, and the family?
Well, we're okay. We're fine. We're okay. Yeah, we're much better when we see things like this happening, you know.
It's been a long 3 months.
It has.
Yeah.
Now, when we say that he's, as some of the papers have said, that he's now conscious, we know he's conscious because he's responding now. You know, when you ask, you know, can you hear me? He's acknowledging that he's nodding his head.
Mm.
But so that means he's not unconscious, if you know what I mean. And his eye, when people walk around, the nurses, whatever, walk around the bed, his eye kind of follows the shadows. So, but we're not out of the woods by any means, you know.
Yeah. Have you been given any, I suppose, indication from doctors, you know, about the prognosis, Michael?
It's too early at this stage. It's still too early. Like, you know, the injuries were so extensive. Anything could happen. So we're just taking every day, you know, as it goes. We're just hoping that it'll keep going this direction, improving.
The last day I spoke to you, Michael, on the phone, I think during the course of our conversation, you had neighbours and the local priest popped in, and I suppose it just showed the extent of the local community. And I know, you know, even from just chatting to people at home, you know, in Donegal and Sligo, that just the rallying, you know, nature and the support and there. And do you still feel that, Michael, and the family?
Absolutely,
you know?
Incredible, and they still are. And sometimes they give us a break, feeling for us that, you know, that they may be mithering us, but they're not. It's wonderful. They still have, you know, they're still inquiring about him and praying for him. And, you know, there's great neighbours, you know, the feeling is still there.
Well, listen, I won't take up too much of your time, Michael, because I know you're busy and there's a lot going on. But look, I do appreciate you, you know, just chatting to us today. And, you know, Tom is often, I often see messages that come into us when we're talking about various different things that happen. And he's often, you know, mentioned, and people wishing him good wishes and you know, well in his recovery. I'm glad that, as you say, even as small and all as it is, but
it's positive.
It is, absolutely.
Would love to be able to report more in the future. You know, we're just hoping and praying that this will continue. So,
well, we're thinking of y'all.
All we can say, really. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
We're thinking of y'all, all Michael, and to all the family there as well. Thank you, Michael. Michael Walsh there in Screen in County Sligo, joining us here in the programme today. Just, well, with that update, as you heard there, on his cousin Tom Nyland. We'll be back in a few moments.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.